Hello, everyone. This is Origin of Words podcast. This is number 115. And today we have a special guest translator for you. And she's right here and she will introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here with you. And my name is Florence.
Florence, you mean like Florence, Italy?
No, Florence Singer, if you like.
Florence Singer, I never heard of Florence Singer.
Okay, I never heard before until I have a class with another foreign teacher.
And Florence, what does she sing? What kind of songs?
It sounds like a rock.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah, pretty fashion.
Rock and roll, baby. All right. So, Florence it is. So Florence is going to help me today, and this 115 podcast, Origin of Words, is today about exercise idioms and some words. As you all know, our podcast goes deeper into the meaning of words, not just the meaning, but we look at where do these words come from. That's why it's called Origin of Words podcast. And today, Florence will read five of these words.
So the first one is dogs are barking, and the second is Zumba, third one body talk, and the fourth one extra gaming, and the last one as fit as a fiddle.
Okay, very good. And let's start with dogs are barking. So when a person says that their dogs are barking, they mean their feet are hurting. For example, you can say, I've been shopping all day, and my dogs are barking.
所以这里呢, dogs are barking, 意思就是我的腿很累了。然后在这里给大家举一个很简单的例子，就是我已经逛了一整天的超市了, 所以我的脚非常非常的累。Excellent.
And where does this expression come from? Well, as many of these modern-day words that we use, it's an old English expression, hyphenated as a dog hyphen tired. But as an adjective phrase, it meant someone who is physically exhausted. The meaning is that, going back even further in the history, Alfred the Great, he and his sons were used dogs to go out hunting. And sometimes Alfred the Great would use his sons to catch the prey. And whichever son was the most tired, that would be actually a praise to the son. So the son would say something like, my dogs are barking, or I'm really tired. So today, using the feet as the symbol of this, we say our dogs are barking. It's a long origin story. So the next word is Zumba. And Zumba is a professional name, and it's trademarked, and it's used as a system of exercise performed to some upbeat Latin music.
这里呢, Zumba 是一个一种舞，它让我来对比一下呢，就是非常像咱们中国的广场舞，但实际上它是一个来自拉丁。 拉丁国家的一种舞蹈，然后它是类似一种舞蹈的商标吧，然后是跟那个拉丁音乐的节拍是相匹配的一种舞蹈和运动的结合。So
the story is of Zumba was that or is that it started as a aerobic fitness kind of dance style to Latin American music. But one day in the early 90s in the country of Colombia in South America, the instructor who was using his dance performance with two types of Latin music called salsa and merengue. This particular session, he didn't have this music with him. So he went, he put these sounds together of salsa and merengue, and the students and he decided they liked this kind of music, and he decided to call it Zumba. And don't ask me why he chose that name, but that's the story. And from that, today, there are lots of millions of Zumba enthusiasts all around the world, and even here in Beijing.
Yeah.
There's, you know?
I checked the website.
Oh, okay. Do you like to Zumba?
Maybe not. It's too hot.
It's too hot or too hard?
Too hot.
You mean the temperature or the style of dance?
The style.
Oh, so Florence is not a Zumba wren.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to the next word called body tog. Body tog is some kind of weights that you can put on your clothes or put on your skin. They call it weighted clothing for exercise, but you can also use it in everyday walking around. And they call it if you put these weighted clothing on your legs, they call them leg togs. And you can put them on your ankles, you can put them on your arms. And basically, for men or women, you can lose weight, you can get stronger if you wear them regularly. And I've seen lots of pictures, but it is not for protection. Although maybe it would help, but it's not used in professional sports or amateur sports for protection. It's used to lose weight or just to make your body stronger.
Mm-hmm. 所以 body tag 呢是一种特殊的衣服吧，或者说一种特殊的器械，就是类似绑在腿上的沙带，就是增重之后，通过增重这种方式来让你减肥，或者是在运动过程中增大你的活动量，然后让你增大肌肉，是这样的一种类似衣服的东西。
So, the origin of this goes back to the 1700s, when the word tog was used refer to some coat or outer garment, and it's used at that time. At least for the criminal slang, they would say the word togaman, which means a light cloak, and the French word togue, if you're French, you can correct my pronunciation, you're not French?
Of course, I'm Italian.
Oh, you're Italian, okay. So the Latin word toga, I think we might know that from movies, is a long robe. So body tog in the modern day was used by some clever advertisers to sell this kind of weighted clothing.
Mm-hmm.
So number four is a word called exer gaming. And exer gaming is a portmanteau of the words exercise and gaming. And a portmanteau is from a previous podcast we did. That's number 51, called Portmanteau. And it's August 1st. Yeah.
First.
2011, you're right. And so portmanteaus are two words put together to make one word. And the word we have now is exer gaming. So exer for exercise and gaming such as video games. So exer gaming relies on modern technology. It can track your body movements, your reactions, and you can get fit by doing it.
Extra gaming 用中文来翻译比较官方的是运动式游戏，但实际上它是一种将运动和游戏结合起来的，特别是电子游戏。就是你在 做这个玩这个电子游戏的同时，然后你同时在做运动，然后已达到你健身的一种效果。
Okay, and the origin here, of course, it has to do with video games. So we go back to the 1980s, and where the original game called Foot Craze, and Foot Craze was a kind of device like today we have Nintendo and Xbox and so on. It was released by Atari in 1987, and you would listen to some music, and then you'd go crazy and dance. Mm-hmm.And then later on, we came to the Nintendo in 1988, and games called Power Pad or Family Trainer. And then later on, we came to other, you know, as the technology increased, the exercises got faster, and then we, through the technology, started tracking it. And today, in 2016,we can even go on a treadmill used for running, but one company called Infodec, they can have a virtual screen, and we can be immersed in this screen, and we can do our exercising and, at the same time.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
We are.
You have done that?
No, I just play some VR games.
Oh, but...
It is really popular in Beijing, I guess.
Really?
Yep.
So do you like to jump up and down and keep track of your movements and do all that?
No, because I know that I may seem stupid to others.
Oh.
Yeah, although I enjoy it.
Okay. So I've never tried it, and I probably will never try it. Well, I might if I had the opportunity.So our last word or phrase today is an idiom. It's called as fit as a fiddle. And a fiddle here meaning violin. So a person who is healthy and strong and physically fit, maybe after they do extra gaming, you can say, oh, you look very old, but you also seem as fit as a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.So as fit as a fiddle, 意思就是你的身体非常健康。然后这里有一个非常有趣的例子，就是尽管你已经年方九十，但是它还是非常非常的健康。
So you just said I'm as fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the informal or kind of slangish word, maybe it's not slang, but the informal name of a fiddle was and is today a violin, although technically they're a little bit different. But the original word fit did not mean healthy or energetic. It actually meant fit for some certain purpose. So, for example, in the 1600s,where this term came from, we have a certain English gentleman called Thomas Dekker, English writer, and he is referring to one of his stories, his books, called The Bachelor's Banquet, 1603, referred to as fine as a fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could ask why a fiddle?Well, a fiddle and a violin require expert maintenance. And if even one little string is off by just even 1 millimeter or 1 centimeter, it wouldn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
So to use the violin meaning, or using the fiddle meaning as fit as a fiddle, meaning good health,that's the transference of the language, meaning fit for a particular purpose, and today meaning, oh, that's my phone, forget it, meaning...
it's background music.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's background music, that's right, because we're talking about music here.
Yeah.
That's very good. So, that is the sort of the origin of as fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's our five idioms and some words today for Origin of Words podcast having to do with exercise. So, did you exercise today?
Not today, but I love exercising.
Really? What kind?
Like playing basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
You play with the girls or the boys?
Both.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
So that ends our podcast today, and I had a good time. I hope everyone is learning something from our podcast.
Okay.
And did you have a good time today?
Of course.
Miss Florence? Okay.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to take off now. And again, you can download our podcast. You can subscribe to it, or you can listen to it later. And if you have any questions, send an email, chinalewis@yahoo.com. And if you have any ideas for future podcasts, idioms or slang, or just plain words, send us an email. If you can get Facebook, we're also on Facebook, and you can like it, or press like. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to leave a comment in Facebook, you can do that. And we're also on a Stitcher Radio Internet. It's all there on the home page. Okay.
So
that brings us to the end, and we will say
再见。
再见。